Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio. I'm Matthew Tombers, and I'm here to welcome you to radio. Yes, radio, the medium of imagination and possibility, the operating theater of the mind. Anything is possible on radio. Radio can bring you the fall of Rome for $3.49. And to prove it, we now bring you the fall of Rome at 3:49. But radio can bring you more than the collapse of a major civilization. It can provide culture. High culture.
And so the curtain falls on the last act of Tarara de Bumbier's tragic opera, Non Creduto Come Stupido. And a scintillating performance it was, too. And now the curtain rises to reveal the chorus who come forward to take their bows. The women dressed in traditional peasant garb, the men in costumes representing building materials, the tenors as bricks, the basses as mortar. Now come the three flagellants who provide the comic relief with the exhilarating first act whipping trio, Batti e Viva, baritones Richard Weenie and Albert Krauss, and tenor Martin Lobel. Now, a contralto Giulietta Mamoso, who sang the dual role of the Fat Lady of the Mountain and Esmeralda the Monkey Girl, takes her bow. And here is a bass Norman Trimble, who sang the role of Tripe, the filthy, disgusting leper who lives in the gutter and eats rat's intestines, receiving a well-deserved ovation from the audience. Trimble gave a stunning rendition in the second act of the famous Rat Intestines aria, O come amare mangiare intestino della rato. Oh, how I love to eat rat intestines. Our fourth soprano, Judith Rafigi, who excelled in the role of the lovely farm girl, Deke. She accepts a bouquet of flowers from a member of the audience and hands him her spiked shoe, a charming gesture. And here, of course, is tenor Federico Ughezzo, who brought new fire to the role of Tuto, the poor but honest cross-eyed circus geek who eventually becomes Pope. And now they bring on the conductor, Sir John Gilley, who led brilliantly despite the meat grinder accident that forced him to sit out the earlier part of the season. Now the entire company takes one last bow, and that's all for this week. Join us next week for a live performance of Wilhelm Dunkel Donats, 1874 German opera Der Meisterkister. Good night.
And radio can bring you low culture too.
All right, kids, open your mouths and say ah. It's time for... Meteor Jones, intergalactic dentist, fighting to save the universe from tooth decay. We join Meteor Jones, intergalactic dentist, as he and Commander Doug Dag Wood are confronted by a horrible sight.
My God, Jones, what a horrible sight.
That's right, Commander. But X-rays don't lie. That cavity's a doozy. I could pull the tooth, but I'd like to try and save it.
All right, Jones, do what you have to. You will use an anesthetic, won't you?
I'm sorry, Commander, but nitrous oxide is rationed. Our troops need it more than I do. But don't worry. Thanks to the wonders of space-age technology, dentistry is now a simple and painless process. Nurse, prepare the number 15 nuclear fission laser drill.
Yes, doctor.
Say, Jones, that's a mighty pretty nurse you've got there.
Commander, it's a robot.
It's lonely out in space, Jones. You have no idea.
Ready, doctor.
All right, Commander. Just sit back and put this in your mouth. Put this in your mouth, too. And this. All right, and this. Yep. Okay. And these. That's it! Oh, by the way, Commander, how are the wife and kids? That's fine. Now this won't hurt a bit. Like you. Open.
And that's all for this week's episode of Meteor Jones, Intergalactic Dentist. Join us next week as we hear Meteor Jones say,
"Rinse out and spit."
Information, or what Schopenhauer called news you can use.
And now for an update on area traffic conditions. We go to Jim Chambers in the Traffic Master helicopter. How's it look up there, Jim?
Well, Sylvia, it's really a beautiful day up here, really nice weather. Traffic is a little heavy on the George Washington Bridge coming into the city, but it's moving along without any major problems. 5 to 10 minute delays on the Lincoln Tunnel, where there's heavy sniper fire coming into the city, and flood conditions going out of the city, most likely due to global warming. So use the Holland Tunnel, where they finished cleaning up the debris from the plane crash. That would be your best bet if you're commuting. On the east side, there's major delays on the FDR Drive just below 86th Street, where some sort of giant dinosaur or lizard is blocking traffic, picking up cars, eating passengers. It's just a terrible mess. I'd say 25 to 30 minutes delays on the FDR, so use local streets if possible.
What kind of creature is it, Jim?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. It's a large dinosaur or lizard. It's standing on two legs. That's about all I can tell you. The West Side Highway has been closed near the 3rd Avenue Bridge due to an overturned truck carrying a cargo of low-fat Greek yogurt that spilled all over all the lanes. Police have rushed granola to the scene, and we're expecting cleanup to take at least 2 hours. On the Cross Bronx Expressway, it's fine until you get to Jerome Avenue, where there seems to be some kind of interdimensional warp in the two left lanes eastbound. Cars keep driving in and disappearing, so use the Triborough or Whitestone bridges into the Bronx. Traffic's normal on all interborough bridges, and as I said, Sylvia, it really is a beautiful day up here. Back to you.
Radio can bring you the clash of ideas.
Good evening. I'm Booth Nicholson, and I'll be your moderator for tonight's McAllister debate. Founded in 1921 by noted philanthropist and Barbara Stanwyck impersonator Warren G. McAllister, the McAllister debates have continued to examine the important issues of the day with depth, detail, and dimension. Sponsored by Swifty Lube, the largest oil change chain in the northeastern United States. Need to get lubed in a hurry? It's Swifty Lube. Tonight, our distinguished panelists will be debating the recent attempts to repeal the Maternal Nightwear Safety Act of 2011, hereinafter referred to as the Act, which was designed to supersede the Maternal Nightwear Safety Act of 2006, hereinafter referred to as that other act. Certainly one of the most controversial pieces of legislation to come out of the prior administration, its critics have labeled the Maternal Nightwear Safety Act of 2011 Obama Mama Pajama Care. Not to be confused with either the National Theater Arts Funding Act or Obama Drama Care, the National Punctuation Abuse Act or Obama Comma Trauma Care, the Hot Spiced Pea Pod Tariff or Obama Edamama Care, the resolution in support of a free Myanmar, or Obama Dalai Lama Care, the Alpaca Breeders Subsidy Act, or Obama Llama Farmer Care, the National Race Relations Initiative, or Obama Yo Mama Care, the authorization of the Ralph Cramden Medal of Freedom, or Obama Hamina 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 Care, the Japanese Paper Landscape Model Import Act, or Obama Yokohama Origama Panorama Diorama Care, or the Boy George Immigration Quota Act, or Obama Karma 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 Chameleon Care. I could go on, but thankfully I won't. Before I introduce our eminent debaters, a little history. Around 13.7 billion years ago, all matter sprang into existence as a singularity, a term in physics used to describe something which cannot be described. After its initial appearance, this singularity expanded to form our universe. This is referred to as the Big Bang Theory, hereinafter referred to as the Big Bang Theory. 9.2 billion years after that, give or take a million, the planet Earth's crust cooled, allowing a carbon-based form of life to arise. Then, in 2011, the act was passed by Congress. And now our panelists. Arguing for repeal of the act, Dr. Georgina W. Whalen is the holder of the Chuck Norris Professorship in Whoop-Ass at Hudson Valley Community College and is author of Molecular Abnormalities of Mold Spores Found on Ancient Artifacts Discovered in Archaeological Digs in Uncharted Regions of New Zealand for Dummies. As early as high school, she distinguished herself by proposing a revolutionary theory of cold atomic fusion, which resulted in Copake Lake's greatest nuclear disaster. Her experiments with sweet potatoes, training them to sing Gregorian chants, earned her both a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant and an extensive course of electroshock therapy treatments. Arguing against repeal is Professor Martin Dell, Chairman of the Department of Alternative Medicine and Biomedical Ethics at Berkshire Country Day School. Turn-ons include holding hands, long walks on the beach, and beef burritos. Turn-offs include everyone in the audience tonight. His multi-CD lecture series, How I Taught Andrew Jaffe Everything He Knows About Comedy, earned 3 Grammy Awards and a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit, you rat. He won a Pulitzer Prize for his writings on the wall of the Columbia Green Community College men's room, third stall from the left. He is currently revising the definitive study of definitive studies entitled Definitive Studies, The Definitive Study. Revised. And now that the introductions are done, we don't really have time for the debate. So on behalf of the McAllister debates, this is Booth Nicholson saying good night.
And now we bring you an exclusive interview with Miss Marlene Kumsty of Coosaki, New York, who is credited with inventing the fun drive. Miss Kumsty, I understand you invented the fun drive.
That's what they tell me, Matt.
And how did you happen to do that?
Well, Matt, it was in the 30s during the Depression. I was living in New York City at the time.
Wait a minute. There was no public radio during the Depression.
And I had lost my job at the switchboard operator at a burlesque house. I was supporting myself selling apples on the street. Problem was, everybody was selling apples on the street. There weren't enough apples to go around. There was a shortage of apples in the Big Apple. I always get a chuckle out of that.
And so?
Well, since I didn't have any apples to sell, all I could do was entertain people. So I started to do a little number I had picked up at the burlesque house.
And my shadow strolling down the avenue. Ba 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 boom, ba 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 boom.
Miss Comstie.
But somehow it didn't go over the way that it used to in the burlesque house. So I thought, what could I do to earn a little extra? Well, I had all these paper bags that I used to put the apples in when I had apples. So I borrowed a Sharpie.
There were no Sharpies in the Depression.
And after I did my song,
me and my shadow strolling down the avenue, ba 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 boom, ba 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 boom,
I'd say to the people, if you would like to support quality programming like this by donating $1, you will receive a personalized bag as a premium, suitable for carrying apples, if you happen to have apples. And that's how I invented the fun drive.
Thank you, Miss Comstie. And thank you for listening to this little Valentine to radio. This is Matthew Tombers saying, radio!